In 2013, which is the most recent data that we have available to us, submitted to the State Comptroller's Office, general purpose local government in Onondaga County spent about $1.8 billion. Two-thirds of that was spent by the county's biggest government. That's county government itself, of course. That $1.8 billion equates to, just to provide a frame of reference, about 6%, a little more than 6% of regional GDP. And I'd note there that the number for Onondaga County's share of GDP would actually be a little higher than that 6%, because the GDP number is actually a metropolitan area number, so it's multi-county. But we just wanted to provide a frame of reference there. And you see the per capita figures there as well. Total spending from 2003 to 2013 grew by about 43%. And that compares to an inflation rate of about 29% over the same time frame. Of course, the differences in growth patterns really differed by type of government and by level of government. So let's break down that $1.8 billion, and that's where I want to spend a few minutes here. The county is about 68% of that total, the equivalent of just about $2,660 per capita. The city is 18% of the total, and then you see the 19 town governments collectively about 10% of that total, the 15 village governments about 4% of that total, and you see the spending ranges on a per capita basis. Some notes I really want to point out here. First of all, the range of expenditures on per capita costs reflect local government diversity, specifically in terms of the kinds of services that they deliver. There are different levels, different types of services provided by different local governments, and that impacts the per capita numbers, that impacts the spending ranges. One example that we point out in the baseline review is the Village of Solvay, which has a village utility. Well, that is an additional cost that's captured in the village's finances. It's a relatively unique service, but it provides a discounted benefit to residents that are within the utility district. But again, as I said at the outset, there are stories behind each of these numbers. Just because we see a high number shouldn't imply inefficiency or ineffectiveness. Just because we see a lower number shouldn't imply higher efficiency or higher effectiveness.